Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Correction. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We live in a society that uses words too loosely. There is such a thing as verbal abuse. Using your words to purposely try to tear down somebody and hurt them. It's words spoken in hate. Did you hear me? And here's one of the big things that you can help to discern between what is right and what is not. True godly chastisement is always in love. Amen. Always. But that doesn't mean it's always soft-spoken.
That's right.
Or that it's a compliment.
That's right.
Did you hear me?
Yes.
In fact, some years ago, in a time of prayer, the Lord said something to me. It caused me to start thinking this way more. He said, if I'd have lived in your day, some people would have accused me of verbal abuse.
Yes.
The Lord. I thought, really? I got to looking, I got to thinking, and I looked up passages. And he said, you bunch of snakes? How are you going to miss hell? You find somebody and get them in your fold, you make them twice a child of hell that you are. I'm quoting Jesus. Right? That's a rebuke. Did he do it? Would he say that because he was mean? Is he trying to hurt them?
No.
What was he doing? They're going off the deep end. They are completely away from God. And they call themselves representing God. Sometimes you need to try to get somebody's attention. Right? You know, if they're about to drive off a bridge that the middle is out of it, you know, you don't just say, let me talk to you just a minute. You know, no, you got it. Well, okay. No, you yell, hey, stop, bridge is out. Stop. Jesus, you know, sometimes he spoke tersely. I've said this before, but a little bare repetition. I mean, you know, like Peter when he walked on the water. If that had been today, a lot of people, it would have been a different scenario. He said, Lord, if that's you, tell me to come. The Lord said, come on. He stepped out. He looked at the winds and waves and he started sinking. Lord, help me. The Lord did. Grabbed him, pulled him up. He said, Peter, where's your faith? Is that what he said?
Yes.
Why'd you doubt? Now, if that would have been a lot of people, next day they'd have been at their therapist.
Okay.
And then he said, I've had it. I've had it. You know, I've been there for him. I've been there. I left everything. I've waited on him hand and foot. And did anybody else step out of the boat? I don't think so. Everybody else crying and scared. I'm the only one. Ain't nobody walked on the water but Jesus and me. I was walking on the water. I was walking on the water. Did he say, good job, Peter? No. That's pretty good for your first time. No, no, he just said, where's your vein? That's the kind of society we live in. Can take no correction. If it's not a compliment couched in soft tones, they don't want to hear it. No, no, you're abusing me. You're abusing me. And you got to remember, people, their biggest problem is they're like you. I'm talking about the people that God might use to correct you. Amen. They might not say it right. Amen. They might mess up on part of it. But that doesn't mean that it wasn't right.
Amen.
And the more mature child of God can discern it.
Amen.
And even if it wasn't all right, and even if they messed up on part of it, realize, I needed that. Thank you. And there is a response that many people have never learned. And it's this. You're right. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Period.
That's right.
You know what I mean by that? See, a lot of times people, they start out pretty good and then they just mess up a perfectly good apology. They just totally ruin it. And the reason is because their heart is so full of pride, they can't stand to stop at the period. Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, maybe you're right. But you see, you don't understand. See, it was like this, and if you'd have been there, and they didn't help me, and you hadn't repented. You haven't repented. Repent means change. You can fall across the altar and cry half the night. That doesn't mean you've repented. You can say, I'm sorry 500 times. That doesn't mean you've repented. Repent means change. Change. You change. And there's none of us that has never needed to change. There's none of us that goes year after year and never needs to say, I'm sorry. I was wrong. You were right. Nobody. I've had ladies tell me that their husbands in 15 years of marriage never told them one time, I was wrong, I'm sorry. That ain't right. I said, that ain't right. Because that man has not been right about everything for 15 years. No. That's too much pride. Choking on pride. And what's the problem with that? God resists the proud. You don't want to be in that place. You want the grace that He gives to the humble. And it's by that grace that you're going to come up out of the bad place and into the best place. We're supposed to be building every year of our life. It's supposed to be improving. Did you hear me? We're supposed to be in a better place spiritually and mentally and family-wise and financially. We're supposed to be more used of God and closer to God. And we're supposed to be getting better and better and brighter and brighter. And if it's not, people try to make out like, well, you know, I'm worse shape now in this area than I was 15 years ago, but it's just the devil attacking me. You know, I guess I got such a special call on my life that half the devils in hell have been assigned to me. You flatter yourself. But you hear that kind of thing, don't you? It's such a tremendous thing God's bringing through my life that the devil has, what do you say, that he has successfully crushed your life for the last 15 years? Are you saying he's bigger than the God who's inside of you? How about an alternative explanation? How about he told you what to do 20 years ago, but you pitched a fit and had to have it your way? And you bounced from one place to another. Did you hear me? And every time it got a little hot in the kitchen, you got out the kitchen. How about that? And because of that, you never mature. You never grow up. You never develop. You know, the further I go in ministry, the more I see this. I guess that's one reason it's so strong on my heart. It's sad. I know people. There's been people the Lord sent me to at different times. And this is rare. I believe people should hear from the Lord for themselves. But there's been a few times, 20, 30 years, that the Lord has sent, get me up in the middle of the night. Send me to somebody. I'd stay up half the night praying and writing stuff down and go to their home the next day and sit down with them and say, look, now this is unusual and you judge it. But this is the wrong way. Don't go this way. Don't do this thing that you're planning on. Don't do it. If you do it, it'll cost you everything. It'll cost you your family. It'll cost you your marriage. It'll cost you your prosperity. It'll cost you your ministry. It'll cost you your health. Amen. I've had grown men look at me and cry while I was talking to them. And so, okay. 2 weeks later, did it. Went on and did it. Just went right on and did it. And I said, why? Well, you've done it. Might not have been as obvious, but which one of us can stand up in here today and say, we have never ignored what the Lord told us to do? But that's the problem. That's why people's lives are less than the perfect will of God has for them. When you see this and you get this revelation, you get to appreciating correction. No, you get to saying, God, correct me. Help me out, please. I mean, show me where I'm wrong. I don't want the alternative. Oh, there are millions of people that had their way and had their say and had no idea what it cost them, how much it cost them. Well, I'm going to have my say. Well, have it. Ruin your life. I'm going to have my way on this. It can cost you years off your life. It can cost you relationships. I'm going to understand now, there are times, no matter what you feel like, how mad you feel, how hurt you feel, how upset you feel, there are times when you are just wrong. You are wrong. There ain't no explaining it. It's time for you to repent. It's time for you to get a soft tone in your voice and say, you're right. I'm wrong. I'm sorry. Period.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Love's Correction, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. God who gives me